Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today Podcast. Soldier Today Podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers and their families serving the regular Army, the Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our topic today is the French Resistance of World War II. French Resistance was a collection of French movements that fought against the Nazi German occupation of France and the collaborationist Vichy regime during the Second World War. They were unequivocally important to the success of the liberation of France during World War II. From the intelligence gathering and harassments of Axis occupiers prior to D-Day, to coordinated operations to slow German reinforcements, the French Resistance played a vital role in the success of the Allied landings at Normandy. Coordinated and enabled by the Allied Jedburgh teams, French resistance units undertook a campaign of ambushes and sabotage operations that reduced the combat power of German forces in the region. As an example, on June 5, 1944, one day prior to D-Day, the French resistance carried out nearly 1,000 sabotages, ranging from railroads to communication lines. The efforts of the French resistance from 1940 to 1945 should be recognized, and there is no better place to do so than Normandy, France. Every year, on June 6th, people from around the world gather in the Normandy region to commemorate Operation Overlord and the liberation of Europe. While many French people take part in this celebration and remembrance, most of the focus is on U.S., British, and Commonwealth efforts. A group of individuals, led by an inspiring Army Special Forces officer, felt that it's time to honor the French resistance sacrifices and contributions to the success of Operation Overlord. So they decided it was appropriate to do so by memorializing their efforts, by dedicating a monument, so future generations would understand the vital role the French resistance played in defeating Nazi Germany during World War II. The monument will feature members of the underground, auxiliary and guerrilla elements of the Maquis. It will be placed in the town of Saint-Marie-du-Mont in the Normandy region of France. Stephen Spears is sculpting the monument in Loveland, Colorado before its shipment to France. So this is a great discussion to have. And here in the studio, we have the two most important men behind this incredible mission. Joseph Ivanov, the originator of the idea, and Stephen Spears, the sculptor, who has taken on the arduous task of creating this wonderful honorarium. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the Soldier Today podcast show. I, as well as our listeners, thank you for taking the time to share your story and the story of honoring the French resistance of World War II. How are you today, gentlemen?
Fine. Thank you for having us, Dan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, gentlemen, we want to welcome both of you. It's an absolute pleasure. I know our listeners are excited to hear this incredible story. But before we get started, follow our traditional here on Soldier Today, could you share a little bit about yourselves? Joseph, for you, why'd you join the Army? And sir, if you could, share your passion for sculpting, how you got into it, how both of you came together to make this incredible mission happen.
Yes, Dan, absolutely. Well, starting off, I came in the Marine Corps when I was 18 years old, did two enlistments, and I grew up in an Army family. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and decided I wanted to be a Green Beret. So I jumped ship after my second enlistment, went through the process that everybody else does to be a Green Beret. And I did that, spent 5 years on a detachment, and went to OCS, became an entry officer, came back, went through the Q course again, became Special Forces Detachment Commander, did my team time, and now I'm wrapping up in retirement.
Well, sir, thank you for your service. And we're proud of the Marines too, but we're glad we got a Marine over to the Army side and you're finishing your tour here with the United States Army. We thank you for your service. Now, over to you, Mr. Spears, sir. What about your story?
Well, I grew up in an Air Force family, and there was pretty much one constant everywhere we were stationed, and that was the artwork that I was connected with. I had an obvious desire for it from very early on, and had an opportunity wherever we went to be able to focus on that along with scouting. And that was one constant that I kept. And I've always felt that there's a special bond when you understand the efforts and sacrifices made by the military families. So my focus has been to get that message to where no one forgets. And I've been very fortunate in having the privilege of working on some very special projects.
Sir, if you don't mind me asking, could you share with our listeners just a few of those projects that you've worked on in the past?
Certainly. The U.S. Navy Normandy D-Day Memorial that's on Utah Beach at the Utah Beach Museum, and a World War I Doughboy monument for the 28th Infantry Division that was titled the Black Lions of Cantini, which is the first battle U.S. forces fought on foreign soil. That's in France. It's also the origin of the Big Red One. So there's one at Fort Riley in Kansas at the headquarters, and one at the 1st Infantry Division Museum in Wheaton, Illinois. The Leadership Monument, which is, there's a figure that I think is pretty well known with Major Richard Winters from the Band of Brothers series. So he's representative of those who parachuted into Normandy on D-Day and took on a leadership role. And let's see, I had done a portrait bust of a medic that went in on Omaha Beach on D-Day, Charles Shea. The Tears of Sorrow, Tears of Joy monument on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay that represents all branches of the service, past, present, and future, and their sacrifices and what leads us to each day having the freedoms that we do. There are several others, but the one that is really the focus that is absolutely imperative is the one that we're working on right now, which is special in many ways. And that's the tribute to the irregular soldiers, and one giving thanks also to the French people for everything they have done to show the support and caring for our veterans. And if you've ever been to Normandy, you would know what I'm talking about, because it's unmatched in what I've seen anywhere else.
It is absolutely breathtaking, sirs. And I've seen some of your work, and they are absolutely breathtaking. And I just want to share with you, and I know many of our listeners feel the same way, we appreciate the ability and the passion you have for this, because as they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. And in my own words, a monument is worth a million. And it's an everlasting testament to the future to not forget what those in the past have given them. And you are helping preserve that. So, gentlemen, I have to ask before we move into some questions, how did you meet? How did you find Mr. Stephen Spears?
Well, starting off in March of last year, when I got this idea to seek out someone to recognize the French, I quickly realized that I had to do it on my own, essentially. So I started to research what needed to be done. And coincidentally, around that time, I saw a couple documentaries that Stephen was in for the Navy Monument on top of Utah Beach and the Dick Winters Leadership Monument. And I knew intuitively, that's my guy. I made it my mission to track him down. I called the foundry that I saw in the documentary looking for him, and they put me in touch with them. And after a little bit of phone tag, we linked up, and coincidentally, he was in Colorado Springs. We met in person, and the rest is history. It'd be good to hear it from Stephen's perspective.
Yeah, Stephen.
Well, Joey pretty much nailed it there. It was interesting because typically the foundry won't be giving out my phone number, but I got the call from them and they said, we really believe you need to talk with this gentleman. It sounds as though he has the same feelings that you do that would be perfect for your work. And I gave him a call and we started talking. I noticed the area code and his number. I happened to be in Colorado Springs, as Joey mentioned, working at a gallery there. And this was pretty much when the COVID-19 situation was just hitting everywhere. And we had an opportunity to get together face to face. And Joey and I both are very passionate about how we feel about this particular project. And it was evident from the very beginning that this is not just a project, but a friendship that will last forever. And I feel very dedicated in what I do. And I know the background that he has is something that I greatly respect and admire, all of his dedication that he's had to put forth to make it where he has today. And so we both have been to Normandy many times. As I mentioned, it's a place that is beyond compare as far as the way that veterans are respected and treated. And there was no question, this was something that we had to try and do. The one interesting hurdle was, it was certain we both wanted it, but the time frame was the real challenge. And I really know that I'm working on an important project and I have a great team. And so he trusted me in putting this together to try and line things up. And the fact is, he was getting ready to be deployed about a month after I met him. And it was one of these situations where discussing it being completed in less than a year's time was questionable, but, you know, he just looked me straight in the eye and said, well, can't you just try? And there's no way that I could do anything but that, knowing that he was headed off to deployment, and we're doing it.
That's an excellent story. And thanks for sharing that for our listeners. And gentlemen, thank you again for both of you. You can feel the passion in your voices about this. So we're going to get more into that timeline and more into that story of why here in just a second. But I got to start with the first question that I know is burning my curiosity as well as our listeners out there. Young Marine, comes into the Army, gets commissioned, becomes a Special Forces Detachment Commander in the United States Armed Forces, sculptor from America. Joey, why? Why is the passion for this memorial? How did this come about?
Well, Dan, I'll start off with that. There's not really a sexy answer. It's just more direct. It needs to be done. It needs to be done yesterday. So as a student of military history, I love it. It's my passion. And I have the utmost respect for our veterans. I have since I was a little boy. And as I study our history, study World War II, World War I, I always learn new things that just capture my heart. In particular, as a practitioner, I was studying resistance networks, resistance movements, and really latched on to the French resistance because they're the first with my research, the way that I feel, tied to what we do today. And the stories, the hidden lost stories that are not known, in concert with experiencing what the French do for our veterans, it just all makes sense. And I was thinking to myself, how is there not anything in Normandy where everyone goes that completes the story of 4 years of preparation of the environment and then tying into Ike's war plans, making everything just work in concert and would not have worked out the way it did had they not. And I just said, it's got to get done. No one's going to do it. So basic problem solving is the way I've kind of looked at this. Research what the problem is and see what my goal is and find a way to get there.
So we have obviously the intent. You got a passion for history, a student for your craft, learning the resistance fighting that they achieved and the outcome of which they achieved, the French resistance during World War II and what it meant to the Allied invasion. What was your next step? I mean, I'm going to build a monument. I mean, what do you do? Do you go to Monuments R Us and you just, what's the story?
Well, coincidentally, as I was having this epiphany during our initial lockdown, I watched Navy Heroes of Normandy. And that's kind of a similar story. It was inspiring how we didn't build a monument for one of the biggest shaping operations for Overlord, Neptune, for the Navy. And 67 years later, I think, is when Stephen got that done. And I was like, wow, this is just exactly what I was thinking. And then talking to him, I told him, hey, this is what I want to do. This is how I conceptualize this monument of the guerrilla, the auxiliary, and the underground. And he's really good with his research. And him and I got just to chatting. We just go back and forth and come up with this monument. And then I had friends with Operation Democracy, the president, Kay Weninger, and Kathy Sora, and said, hey, I need a vessel. I don't think I'm going to be building monuments after this. This is a one-off. Can I use you as a vessel for the fundraising? And they were all in. And I just started leveraging my network and kind of using the basics with social media. And our friend Henry Roosevelt did the promo film, who also did 6th of June. And he came out here to Colorado Springs a week and a half before I deployed. We filmed it. Took a little bit to get that edited and up. And that's it in a nutshell. I wouldn't really say that I know how to build a monument, but I can tell you how not to build one at this point.
Joey and I had conversations before, and I reminded him that that's okay. Some of the best things in the world have been created that way. And if you go back to Thomas Edison, he said, I'm not sure how to build a light bulb, but I can tell you 1,000 ways how not to build one, because that's how long it took him to get it right. And his passion is what brought light to the world. And I can tell that both of your passion is what's going to bring a monument to Normandy. So let's talk about the timeline, gentlemen. Stephen, you mentioned it. A year. I mean, to me, and having been involved in some fundraising and some activities to get monuments built, that's an aggressive timeline. I mean, that's an unheard of timeline to dedicate a monument of this size and scale and this importance in a foreign country. Where are we at with this? What's the update for the listeners out there?
Well, you know, it's unlike anything that I've attempted. As I mentioned, you know, we've done a few monuments there before, but it's like any particular operation. The logistics have to be, you know, lined up. Everything has to be set up just right. And then, of course, you throw a pandemic in it and you throw any number of other obstacles in there. I believe that if anything is to happen, you have to believe in it. And that I know to the fullest extent that Joey and I both do. This to me is something that I believe is the missing piece of the puzzle in the story of Normandy and D-Day. And it remained in the shadows. It was always a part of the shadows, being the shadow warriors. And just as in the Navy monument that I did, one of the characters in that particular project, the Navy Combat Demolition Unit, was in many ways the origin of the Navy SEALs, while the Jedburgh teams are the origin of Special Forces. And I'm approached by someone that is getting ready to head out on deployment with Special Forces, and I see the dedication, I see his passion and what it is that he believes in and what he's doing. And we both share the same understanding of history and what it's like there in Normandy, you know, the way that the American veterans are treated. And, you know, this story has to be told. Our veterans are slipping away. That is the intensity of making this happen in an unprecedented amount of time. It's getting done in about one-third of the time it typically would have. And that requires everyone that's involved to have that same passion. So there's a lot of people that are working very hard to make this happen, and we're on schedule. The project is scheduled to be shipped in May. It's in the foundry being cast. I basically locked myself in industrial studio space in Colorado for 3 months, and it's just a matter of get it done. And so we have put the story together in a way that I believe is, if anything, going to inspire people to at least want to know more and to have that story never be forgotten. This ties in the important factor around the three figures that are central to the monument by adding in all of the Jedburgh teams, the American, the British, and the French that came together, that united to make what was the origin of Special Forces. It's the type of thing that if you see this and you understand and it pulls you around, it makes you want to know more and it inspires you to have a passion and deeper understanding of what that history is that we should never forget.
I absolutely agree with you. One would have to only visit Normandy once, and I've been there, to realize what you gentlemen are both trying to clearly articulate and doing such a great job of it. But the second lesson one would receive as soon as they land in Normandy, especially during a commemorative time of honoring those who liberated Normandy during D-Day, they would also learn about the appreciation the French have for the American people still to this day.
Absolutely.
It's just breathtaking. And I, for one, can clearly understand why both you gentlemen are so passionate about giving some of that back to the French people who helped undeniably save lives of American and British invaders on that fateful day. So, Joe, I got to ask you, you're not doing this on a captain's salary, because I absolutely know how much a captain makes a month. And this isn't cheap. This stuff's not free. How'd you make this happen?
It's O3E pay. It's O3E pay. It's a little bit more than the common pay.
you get the extra kicker and then the E kicker. I still don't think that's cutting it, Joe. How'd you start raising funds? And where are you today? Give our listeners where you are today on this.
We are at 170,000 out of 300 needed. Now, I did convince my wife to let me start the funding on this. I paid for the maquette and I've been paying for expenses and the promo video, but I've reached my max ord on dumping money into this. So the fundraising is imperative to finish this off. So we have 300K goal. That's $130,000 left to complete this. And we need to be done with this fundraising by the end of April.
Gentlemen, I commend you both, too, because that's a very good use of economics to create a monument in that short amount of time, too. So how do we help?
You can go to Operation Democracy webpage, and it's a 501c out of Locust Valley, and you click on projects. There's a drop down, and you go to the French Resistance Monument, and you can watch the video, see the updated pictures of the sculpture, and in the center page and at the bottom of the page, there's a PayPal link you can click. Quantity is one, donate as much as you want.
Well, I appreciate that. And for our listeners out there, like me, I struggle a lot of times with what I call the interweb. Make it easy on all the listeners out there. I've tried this several times. It doesn't matter what platform you're using. Just search French Resistance Monument Project, and I bet you'll find it. And it's easy to find. And as Joey said, those videos are inspiring. Amazing. Very well done, gentlemen, by both that. So if you can, ladies and gentlemen, help out. You can feel the passion in both of these gentlemen as they speak about this important dedication to a country that has done so much for us and as we have done for them. Joey, when and where will this be dedicated?
It'll be dedicated June 5th this year, 2021, in the town of Saint-Marie-du-Mont. It'll be on the southwestern corner of the town as you're coming in from Carentan. And there's a drop zone that'll be just south of that in a farm field. that military free fall jump will take place there in concert with the dedication ceremony on June 5th, 2021. Now, that's COVID dependent, but right now it's all systems go. Everyone that's involved for planning for Normandy has not pulled back on that yet. So it's looking very optimistic.
And why Sainte-Marie-du-Mont? And you pronounced that very well. I actually had to Google it and push that little pronunciation button to get it right. But why there?
Well, there's a lot of resistance intelligence stories that surround that area. And I thought it was a good area with the relationship that I have with the mayor. There was also a place for the Alliance Network behind Omaha, but keeping it on the west side of the peninsula, I thought was the right thing to do. And I had the ability to do it. I mean, just like you highlighted earlier, building a monument in a foreign country, it's a big deal. There's a lot of people I have to talk to get that done. We thought it was a very good place that helps tell the story as you come from Carentong through Sainte-Marie-du-Mont out to Utah Beach.
Excellent. And just again, to reassure our listeners out there, this is going to happen. Everything with the French government, all permissions are settled. This thing's a go.
That's correct.
Excellent, gentlemen. I know that is no small feat as well, I'm sure. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure to have both of you with us today. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But before we go, I'd like to give the last word to both of you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? Joey.
I don't think I did a good job with the additional reason of this monument happening for the French. You know, when you go there, what you see the French do for our veterans is just breathtaking. And one thing that inspired me was doing something for them. And I can't express how important it is for American citizens to be able to do a grassroots effort monument to a nation that has been there for us. We've been there for them. And it's another way for us to say thank you. And that we will not forget you and your contribution. So I can't emphasize enough how important that is for humanity, for our collective history.
Thanks, Joey. Stephen?
Yeah, I'd like to add one thing that I think is pretty important also to add on to what Joey was saying. This is not a typical, you know, donate some money and then just move on type of scenario. This is something that you will see a tangible result for where your money went, and that money and that message will last long after all of us are gone. That monument will be telling the story of our veterans. It'll be telling the story of the Jedburgh teams. It'll be telling the story of the support and the allied effort that we had together to make this a success. And that's what we need right now. We need an allied effort of everyone to step forward and know that this is bigger than each of us, but together we can make it happen. And Joey and I both know that it can and that it will.
Gentlemen, thank you again for your time today. And most importantly, thanks for your passion for this incredible mission and honoring those who helped America achieve their goals. Our time has come to an end to close this edition of Soldier Today podcast. All of us here at the Association United States Army want to thank Joseph Ivanoff and Stephen Spears for joining us today, sharing their story and that of the mission to honor the French resistance of World War II. To find out more about the monument and how you can help this incredible mission, learn more at OperationDemocracy.com/Normandy-French-Resistance-Monument-Project, or simply Google Normandy French Resistance Monument Project. As Army alums, I can say from all of us across the country, thank you and the entire team for what you have done and all that you continue to do to preserve the memory and the legacy of the French Resistance. Soldier Today podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. We hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as we have, and we welcome your feedback and recommendations for future subjects. Join us next week here in the studio for another great podcast.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.